Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM, working with the American farmer, creating products from his crops, creating markets for his crops. ADM, resourceful by nature.
You're listening to Morning Edition on AM 580. Coming up next, our opening market report.
Agricultural information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Lincoln Land Agri Energy in Palestine, Illinois, producing a renewable fuel with corn bought directly from the farmer. More information at 800-586-2321 or online at lincolnlandagrienergy.com.
It's time now for us to get our first look at what's happening on the Chicago Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange this morning. With our opening commodity market report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. March wheat in Kansas City opened at 380 and a half, up a half on the open July, 379 unchanged. March wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 327 and a quarter, up one and a quarter on the open May, 338, up one. July, 347, up a half. September, 357 and a half, up one. December, 369, unchanged on the open. March corn opened at 208 and a quarter, unchanged on the open. May, 218 and a quarter, unchanged. July, 227 and a quarter, unchanged. September, 235 and a half, unchanged. December, 246 and a quarter, up a quarter. March, 252 and three quarters, down a quarter on the open. March oats open at 189 and three quarters, unchanged on the open. March soybeans open at 571, down 3.5 on the open. May, 582, down 3. July, 591 and a half, down 3.75. August, 595 and a half, down 2.5. September, 596 and a half, up a half. November, 602, down 2.75. January, 607, down 3.5 on the open. March soybean meal open at 179.80, down 70 on the open. May, 181.20, down 120. March soybean oil open at 21.53, up 1 on the open. May, 21.85, unchanged. On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, January feeder cattle open at 113.07 and a half, up 2.5 on the open. March, 111.80, up 2.5. April, 112.35, down 7.5. February live cattle open at 95.45, down 12.5 on the open. April, 93.80, down 15. February lean hogs opened at 58.85, down 25 on the open. April, 63.60, down 17.5. May, 67.25, up 12.5. June, 69.90, down 10 on the open. And February pork bellies open at 80.75, up 20 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Be sure to join us this evening at Normal West High School in Normal, Illinois, for another one of our free AM 580 Agricultural Outlook panels. The meeting tonight gets underway at 7 o'clock. Panelists include David Hightower of the Hightower Report, Steve Freed of ADM Research, and Dan Zwicker of AgriVisor. That's at Normal West High School in Normal, Illinois, tonight at 7. No advance reservation is required, and once again, the meeting is free. Joining us on the phone now to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Why, good morning, Dave.
Let's go ahead and begin by taking a look at corn, where we see March at 207 and three quarters, down a half. The D's at 246, unchanged on the day. There's a couple of technical things that we're trying to keep our eye on in that D's, including whether or not it'll move above the 100-day moving average. Wayne, what do you think?
Well, I think, there's a good chance if we see some continued talk of reduced acreage and the dryness continuing in parts of the West along that way, Dave, as far as the new crop goes, we're going to see a little more strength there. The old crop, I think we're caught in the 208.5 to 210 bracket seems to be very strong resistance as of right now. You know, and once we broke through 210 on the downside, well, it's become very, very strong resistance there. You know, we've got chart gaps and the beans are at 578 to 83, and looks like the pressure's still on there. And, you know, we are wondering a little bit about how the moisture will be in Argentina and South America over the next week. But all in all, the crop's looking pretty good down there.
If we do break the 100-day moving average in Deeves corn, do you like the chances of getting back up to 246 and better?
Well, yeah, I think, you know, we're at 246 and a quarter here right now. So as we look at it that way, why, you know, we're in a chance here. But we have to also remember that 48 to 50 is also pretty strong resistance right there for the moment, too. But, you know, a long ways out there, still a lot of strength because of reduced acreage.
We had some interesting numbers yesterday from Informa. I suppose it begs the question of whether or not one believes that we will have to be buying corn acres or not come this spring. What are your thoughts?
Oh, I think that, you know, we're going to see continued talk as we talk to farmers across the country, different places, as they putting their numbers together at this point in time. You know, the beans are a better option for them as far as going that way, and how much they'll change their rotation and what we'll need to do to keep the acres that we'd like in there. You know, the corn's going to stay under some good support here because of that attempt to buy some acres, Dave.
We're hearing reports that things are so bad in Texas and some of the wheat acres are actually being plowed up right now. If there is a significant amount of plow up, what will those acres go to?
Well, you know, like I say, we're going to say that they'll probably go to beans, but I mean, we don't know for sure down there. They're very dry. We were at a conference in Texas a week ago, and we had participants there from Vancouver that had 29 straight days of rain, having mudslides and sinkholes popping down. And we were also talked about as it had three and a half months without rain from the Oklahoma, New Mexico, and parts of Texas area there that were just very depressed as far as how the crops in the area looked and how things were going. So they definitely could use some moisture in the southwest part of Texas.
Are we going to continue to see these spreads widen between Kansas City and Chicago wheat?
Well, I would think so. The Kansas City wheat, as you just alluded to, is not doing well because of moisture problems. And if you looked at the rainfall that we've had over the last 5 to 6 days, has strengthened or helped the wheat crop in the soft red areas, Dave. So we got soft red improving, hard red decreasing as far as ratings and looks, and possibly harvested acres. So, yeah, spread should continue to widen.
Over on the Merck side, we're seeing strength in pork bellies today. That off of yesterday's cold storage report?
Yeah, I think that those numbers help the bellies a little bit. You know, as we look, though, the cash hogs basically steady $38 to $42 today, and not a lot of activity as far as stuff goes as far as the just hogs themselves.
It looks over on the beef side as if the cattle traders are saying, we're kind of becoming accustomed of no beef going to Japan, and we're not going to push that market down on those kind of newses anymore.
Well, you know, it sure was not good news to hear Japan say what they did. We'd sure like to open that up and expand and keep things really on a good roll for going along. We're at 94 to 95 bid on cash cattle today, and, you know, the offers are up around 98 to 99. So, sort of a standoff for now. Looks like it'll be later in the week before we see much cash trade, Dave.
What kind of advice do you have for producers? As I also hear that down in South America, more reports on spreading of soybean rust across Brazil.
Well, we you know, haven't been up to date here. Been out of the office a few days. As far as the rust news, haven't picked up a lot on that. You know, as we said here with the idea of buying some acres, probably we're going to sit tight with what we've got sold as far as Deeves corn for now, and we'll like to see it get back over 250 before we add to it for the meantime. As far as the beans, we're sort of in a wait-and-see mode. We think we'll see a little better prices down the road.
And before I let you go, just one last question. Do you feel like, given how the market is reacting, and that we might see the premium in soybeans at least until we see the planting intentions report?
Well, I think that it generally tends to follow each other. And when we see that, they're both trying to hang on to the acres they're looking for. And, you know, but as we get closer to that, and I think depending on a lot of the farmer talk, why the premium that we talk about being added into the corn acres could easily fall out of the bean price.
Thank you very much, Wayne.
Thank you, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana.
The Carl Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carl Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
Let's go ahead and look at the current tick. March wheat in Kansas City trading at 379.5, down a half. March wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade, 327 up one. May, 337.25 up a quarter. March corn at 207.75 down a half. May, 218 down a quarter. July, 227 down a quarter. September unchanged at 235.5. March beans, 570.75 down 3.75. May, 581.5 down 3.5. July, 591.5 down 3.75. November, 601.5 down 3.25. March soybean meal, 179.90 down 60. March soybean oil, 21.36 down 16. On the Merck, January feeders, 113.17.5 up 12.5. February live cattle, 95.30 down 27.5. And February lean hogs, 58.60 down 50. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois, on the web at WILL.UIUC.edu. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.